This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 7th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. Today's official reported US unemployment rate is at 8.1%. The reason? Labour participation dropped to a 31-year low at 63.5%. 8.1% unemployment is complete baloney, because since the economic collapse started in December 2007, the US civilian non-institutional population has grown by 186,000 people per month on average, hitting an all-time high of 243 million in August, all people who need a job. Yet the US only added 96,000 jobs in August, roughly accommodating for half of the needed jobs to keep everyone happy. Considering that since the beginning of this year, growth has averaged 193,000 jobs per month, some 50,000 people are going to be jobless, and that number accumulates higher as time goes by. Theoretically, since the beginning of this year, some 400,000 people are going without jobs, and this doesn't include all other previous years. So, what happens? Well, the Bureau of Statistics simply lowered the labour participation, including these 400,000-plus potential unemployed people, from what should be 65.8% to 63.5% currently. Effectively, including all those who should be employed but can't find a job, the unemployment rate is actually at 11.7% as opposed to 8.1%, a staggering 45% increase. Welcome to the dissonance between reality and propaganda. Maybe Obama isn't even black. I sense a bit of Korean in him. North Korean. I admit, I'm not a huge importer of oil. However, I'm a huge exporter of bullshit, mainly in a verbal form. I also have a huge deficit of laughs from my jokes, something the Bank of America are pressing me about. To counteract, they've given me cheaper credit in the form of dick jokes and racist comments, all to no avail. Yet for China and the US, oil is a sign of status, although you don't see Paris Hilton lugging around a barrel of oil in her handbag. If imports are anything to go by, the US is clearly in a demise, and China is set to take the cake. Ever since 2006, oil imports to the US have sharply declined by more than half, from 12 million barrels per day imported to 6 million, while China's imports have more than doubled within the same period. In fact, the US are merely importing 1 million barrels more than China, and as the trend continues, expect China to overtake the US and crush its foe. How very Mongolian. Goldman says that based on today's abysmal employment report, the probability of QE3 next week is probably now above 50%. Well, the math is quite simple. As per Operation Twist, the Fed is buying long-term bonds and selling short-term bonds. However, they're rapidly running out of short-term bonds to sell. Then they'll have to start selling 5-year treasuries, 7-year treasuries, and so on, thus extending ZERP indefinitely. However, the Fed owns all but $650 billion of 10 to 30-year nominal treasuries, thus the severe limitation of Twist. What happens when they own every single bond in the market? QE3, baby! On top of that, it's predicted that the Fed might be able to buy another $40 billion worth of bonds without disrupting the market. In other words, it looks like first prize is coming very soon, and what is essentially QE4, considering Operation Twist. The reed has never been this wet. The construction worker is somewhat of a dilemma. Not really, but I bet the premise had you hooked, didn't it? The number of employees engaged in the construction of buildings just dropped to 1.21 million, down 3,000 from July's figure, and is the lowest number in a year, which, by the way, is a mere 5,600 workers above the depression lows recorded in May of 2011. The future looks bright for continued exponential growth. If you're an Obama-manipulated chart, that is. Sadly for the US labor force, today's number of reported unemployed people, according to a household survey, is at 12.5 million Americans. On top of this, another 8 million Americans are working part-time, double what it was at the start of the Depression. Additionally, 5.2 million, also double the number 4 years ago, are marginally attached to the labor force. Combined, this adds up to 25.8 million, which is the real number of interest, even ignoring the nearly 400,000 people who mysteriously dropped out of the labour force this year. It's not until fast food workers begin offering happy endings with your fries will we know how bad things truly have gotten. The Asian tiger is often compared to the reed. Not only are we sexually compatible, however, we're both dangerous and promiscuous. If you give me an Xbox and a copy of COD, I will tear you to shreds and leave your dignity where your heart is. Some Tibetan brothel down the road, where the women are drugged and the sex is like spanking a dead dog. From Bloomberg, Apple may face a difficult task in validating two HTC Corp patents for data transmission in wireless devices, which could lead to import bans on the newest iPad and next version of iPhone. This could allow the Taiwanese handset maker leverage to force a settlement with Apple. I'm sorry, Steve, but your time is up. Oh, wait. Here's a fun figure. Of the 16 developed countries measured by Bloomberg, all 16 are experiencing a contraction in PMI, up 73% in July and up another 75% in June. The last time this occurred was back in February 2009. Obama must have an amazing marketing and propaganda team to keep the people this calm. It's difficult to argue when US equities are at all-time highs. Too bad this tower is made of cards. Pokemon cards. Is that a shiny Charizard I see? The New York Stock Exchange has spiked and closed to new post-2008 highs. Maybe it's me who's crazy. What if this is all real and I'm living in some phony reality where my house is made of sold silver and everything else is just inherently worthless? $700 trillion in derivatives. Don't lie. Lastly, CNBC featured an interview with a successful 16-year-old investor who started when he was 11. He claims that he consistently makes 30% year-on-year. It looks like the reed's got competition. It's too bad you can't short the pain index when I smack him a good one in the cheek with my Asian fury. My Bruce Lee-like speed is unmatched. All I have to do is increase the sensitivity setting in COD. And in our last-minute bulletin, Jobs Gauge carries election clout. Draghi lured by fractious EU leaders to build Euro 2.0. Rajoy stance sets stage for EU standoff. China approves plan to build new roads to boost economy. Hollande faces questions on tax pledge. Putin looks east for growth as debt-ridden Europe loses sheen. Strike grounds half of Lufthansa's flights. The weakest will win in the Euro battle. Tillich supports legal steps against ECB bond buying, Welt. Central planning sends gold to 7-month highs as EURUSD hits 1.28 on massive short squeeze. Obama presses plan for US resurgence. Hong Kong to restrict sales of homes at two sites to locals. Drought curbs Midwest farm income outlook, St. Louis Fed says. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 7th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.